How does this faith work in a devotee that we saw before? The faith gives birth in a devotee, a desire to surrender to a bona fide guru and learn from him the proper rules and regulations of devotional service, and consciously cultivate devotional practice and develop a taste for the holy name, and then distribute the name to other jivas. Here the key word is, when the faith increases, there is a desire to surrender to Guru and learn from him proper rules and regulations of devotional service and consciously cultivate bhakti. Now, how does this faith turn into bhakti? That is explained here. If somebody may have faith in the Lord, but how does it become bhakti? Faith is an inclination towards the Lord and it turns into bhakti when one actually starts practicing certain principles by faithfully following the scriptural conclusions which he has learned from Guru, to whom he has faithfully surrendered. When Paramarthiki Shraddha enters the devotee's heart very slightly, he becomes eligible to begin the process of pure devotional service. When Paramarthiki Shraddha deepens by constantly associating with saintly persons, Bhajana Kriya is initiated. How does faith play a major role in all the stages of bhakti? Shraddha or faith, in the words of the Guru and scriptures, is the first step to prema. The mercy of the devotee is necessary in each stage to advance in bhakti. Faith on the devotee is required not only in the stage of sadhu sangha, but also in anarthanavritti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava and prema. That means sadhu sangha is not just one associates with sadhu and then after that one has to advance on one's own. So he says that the faith, the shraddha is going on increasing until prema, and the sadhu sangha also intensifies as one goes on. What is the ultimate cause for faith to appear in a person? The answer is very simple. It is the mercy of the devotees. How does faith help one to get out of the cycle of birth and death? Because the Lord is merciful, he has given the scriptures. So one has to utilize the shastras and learn it and come to know the knowledge so that he can come out of ignorance. So even if one is affected by time, old age, disease or fear, still through Ajnata Sukriti, if one gets faith, then he can get rid of all this and finish the cycle of birth and death. So in this way, as it is said, Maya Mukta Jiva Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan Ateva Krishna Deya Koila Veda Puran, it is said. So Krishna has given us very mercifully the scriptures like Veda, Puran and everything. Taking compassion upon the suffering soul who is living a life in ignorance. In this way, such ignorance cannot be overcome by one's own endeavor without help of Krishna and Guru and sadhus. So, here is where the shastras very much emphasize on giving up the laziness in the human form of life. To remain on the ground level of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. One has to do tattva jignyasa. So the tattva jignyasa is the first step. Jivasya tattva jignyasa, as he says. So when one does tattva jignyasa, then one's faith in the scriptures in general develops. But as one develops that type of faith, gradually then one comes to the Vaishnava literatures. And one develops faith in the Vaishnava scriptures, and then Vaishnava sadhus, and then by the mercy of devotees, as it is said here, then the faith starts building gradually, and it is a gradual development, little by little, the faith keeps developing until the stage of prema. He says the faith actually is something that is ever expanding. So that faith itself transforms into bhakti, as he says here. Shraddha or faith, in the words of the Guru, as he says here, the faith is an inclination towards the Lord and it turns into bhakti. That is why Srila Rupa Goswami, in the Nectar of Devotion, while giving about the three types of bhaktas, Kanishta, Madhyama, Uttama, he says, the Shraddha Anusari, he says. Kanishta, Uttama, Madhyama, Shraddha Anusari. According to one's Shraddha in the Lord and in the devotional service path and the scriptures, based on that Shraddha, one can be accepted as a Kanishta or a Madhyama or a Uttama. Kanishta has a very komala Shraddha. And Madhyama has very firm faith, although he may not be able to convincingly present the scriptures. Whereas the Uttama has a very deep faith in the Lord and the scriptures, and he can convincingly present. So the comparison is made on two things, the faith and the bhakti wisdom. The faith and the wisdom about bhakti. These two are the parameters that Rupa Goswami says. So in that sense, what should we do if we have to develop more and more Shraddha? If you have to develop more and more advancement in bhakti, on one hand, we have to increase our understanding of the tattvas, like Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna tattva, Bhakti tattva, Rasa tattva, Radha tattva, Jiva tattva. These are all tattvas are there, explained in scriptures. So one has to know the tattvas in truth. Yevam yo vetti tattvataha. One should know these things in truth. And to the degree our understanding expands more and more, there is a possibility, because some people's intellect is very stout and it is unwilling to bow down. But when the knowledge of the tattva awakens more and more, then gradually one's intelligence is defeated. Once material intelligence is finished, then one can understand the glory. So knowledge has to be acquired on one hand, but the goal of that knowledge is bhakti. Similarly, the faith in the scriptures and the sadhus and the shastras is also increased by the performance of devotional service, by the faithful execution of the devotional principles given by Rupa Goswami Pad, 64 principles. Actually, by doing those principles, by associating with the devotional paraphernalia and by associating with the devotional attitude of the sadhus, one also borrows from them. One gets, the bhakti gets transmitted. And it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, human reason fails to understand how by serving a sadhu is done in two ways. One is physically serving a sadhu, assisting a sadhu. Another one is to hear from a sadhu. By hearing from a sadhu and applying the principles in one's life. How this bhakti is transmitted from that sadhu to another person is a great miracle. And the miracle is illustrated by Narada Muni's life, how he became a devotee. So in this way, the Shraddha has to be acquired from saintly people. At the same time, knowledge has to be expanded. Then gradually, one's fixity in this path, ascending from Shraddha to Prema, will happen. In this way, the very faith one cultivates transforms into bhakti, devotion service. So just like in a gun, you have the gunpowder. When you have the gunpowder, you can hear the sound. As a result of the gunpowder, like that, there is no this thing, isn't it? Similarly, the faith is very strong. Then the bhakti is also performed with, full intensity. Because the bhakti is performed very joyfully, just like a child, to the degree there is faith in the parents, then the child completely depends on the mother or father. There is full faith. Whatever they say, the child is ready to do. Isn't it? Parents say, eat this, eat, sleep here, sleep. Go there. Whereas when the child is doubtful whether this is my parent or someone else is my parent, then he cannot do it wholeheartedly. So the faith plays a very important role. Faith in Guru Sadhu Shastra, which is explained here. Actually, when we say devotion service, the devotion service begins with Shravanam Kirtanam, followed by Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Pasavanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. But the vital activities, when we say devotional service, means it is mainly chanting. Chanting and rendering all other type of services. In fact, Jiva Goswami Pad says in Kali Yuga, even if one does deity worship without chanting of the holy name, it will not be accepted, he says. And in the same manner, Mathura Vas, in the same manner, Shimurtra Seva, Bhagavat Patan. All the five potent forms of devotional service are accompanied by chanting of the holy name. Chanting of the holy name renders those activities more and more transcendental and brings us closer to Krishna. So this goes to show how much the holy name is vital in building our faith. So those who pay attention to the holy name and fine-tune it in terms of attentively hearing and respectfully serving the holy name, they are sure to attain Shraddha. Harinam Prabhu ki.